In this lesson, we're building one of those classic drum and bass moves that instantly grabs the listener. The Amen Rewind moment, not just a gimmick, but a real phrase-shaping tool. The idea is to pull the energy back for a second, create that wait for attention, then slam the groove back in harder, tighter, and with minimal CPU load in Ableton Live 12. We are keeping this stock only, efficient, and practical, so you can use it in a real session without turning your project into a resource nightmare. The goal is a rewind that feels intentional, musical, and nasty in the right way. First, get your Amen break into a clean setup. If you want fast control, drag the Amen into an audio track. If you want detailed chop control, slice it to a new MIDI track. For this kind of lesson, I like having both available. One full audio loop for the main groove and one sliced version for edits, fills, and rewind moments. On the main audio track, keep the chain lean. Put utility first for gain staging, then EQ8 only if you need to remove rumble or low-mid clutter, then a light drum bus for glue, and maybe a touch of saturator if the break needs a little more edge. Don't overdo it. The Amen already has plenty going on in the transients and midrange, so if you cook it too hard too early, the rewind won't feel as impactful later. A good starting point is to pull the utility gain down around 3 to 6 dB so you've got headroom. If you use drum bus, keep drive modest, maybe around 5 to 15%, and push transients just enough to add snap. On an Amen, you usually don't need boom unless you're intentionally reinforcing the low end. Now let's place the rewind where it belongs. In drum and bass, phrase placement matters a lot. The best rewind moments usually happen at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, right before the next section hits. That could be bar 7 or 8 of a drop, or right before the bass comes back and after a tension build. Set yourself a clear rewind window. 2 bars is usually enough for a subtle, DJ-style reset. 4 bars gives you more room if you want a bigger fake-out or a darker jungle-style turnaround. The key is that the rewind should feel like part of the musical sentence, not a random edit dropped in for flash. Now for the core move. Create the rewind motion using a short reverse style section. If you're working with audio, duplicate the Amen clip at the end of the phrase, split off the last half bar or so, and reverse that section. Keep it short, usually a quarter bar, half bar, or at most a full bar if you really need the drama. If you're using sliced MIDI, you can rearrange a few hits into reverse-like order, or render a short chop to audio and reverse that rendered section. That often gives you more control and keeps the CPU lighter. My advice is to aim for the smallest reverse motion that still clearly reads as a rewind. In DNB, you want motion, not mush. One useful trick is to let the last snare or ghost hit fall into the reverse, then cut the final kick early, so there's a little vacuum before the restart. That vacuum is powerful. It creates the sense that the track is inhaling before it drops back in. Next, tighten the rewind. This is where a lot of people lose the impact. If the reversed piece is too long, too loud, or too wide in the mix, it turns into a wash instead of a tension device. Start trimming the reversed clip until it feels like a tease rather than a breakdown. Add clip fades so the motion feels smooth. Pull the reverse section down a few dB compared to the main Amen. And if the reverse is getting muddy in the low mids, cut some of that area with EQ8, especially around 200 to 500 Hz. A really useful approach is to high-pass the rewind section. Automate autofilter, so the cutoff rises up somewhere around 120 to 500 Hz depending on how clean you want it. The point is to keep the low end out of the rewind so the sub and kick can come back with more authority. That's a classic DNB move. Make space before the drop so the drop feels bigger. Now let's add some texture, but keep it controlled. On the rewind section, or on a return track, use a light stock chain like auto filter, reverb, echo, and maybe a little saturator. Keep it tight. We're not trying to make a huge atmospheric wash here. We want a rewind shadow, a small trail of energy that points the ear toward the restart. For auto filter, use high pass mode and keep the cutoff somewhere in the 180 to 400 Hz zone, depending on how much body you want left. For reverb, keep the decay fairly short, around a second or two, and filter the low end out of the verb. A little echo can be great too, especially sync to an eighth note or dotted eighth, with low feedback and dark filtering. And if you want a bit more grit, add a touch of saturator, just enough to roughen the edge. If you like the sound, print it. Seriously, this is one of the best CPU-saving habits you can develop. Once the rewind feels good, resample or flatten it so you're working with audio instead of a live chain of devices. In big drum and bass sessions, that makes a huge difference. Now for the snapback. The return hit is what makes the rewind feel massive. If the rewind goes on too long, or if the restart doesn't hit hard enough, the whole effect falls flat. Create a tiny gap right before the downbeat. Even a 1/16 or 1/8 of silence can make a huge difference. Then bring the groove back with authority. Duplicate the first amen hit if you need to. Layer a clean snare or rim transient underneath it. Use drum bus to give the return hit a bit more transient punch, and if the low end is involved, keep it mono and centered with utility. This contrast is everything. The rewind pulls back, the restart punches forward. That push and pull is what makes the listener feel the drop physically. Now let's make the groove feel human. The amen has character because it isn't perfectly rigid, so don't sterilize it. Try using the groove pool with a light swing or MPC style feel. Apply it subtly to the chopped amen parts, not necessarily the whole project. Keep the timing adjustment gentle, and if you use velocity shaping, stay modest there too. For a more jungle-leaning feel, leave in a ghost note or two before the reverse. Let the final ghost snare decay naturally into the rewind. If you're doing a more rollers or neural-leaning approach, keep the main kick and snare solid and grid tight, but let just the rewind tail drift a little. That gives you tension without losing club at impact. The other huge piece is bass management. If the bass line keeps charging through the rewind, the effect gets cluttered fast. A rewind moment works best when the bass either drops out or gets thinned out. During the rewind, pull the sub down with utility or close the filter on the bass so it gets out of the way. If you need some texture, keep only a filtered bass layer or a noise element alive. Then bring the sub back exactly on the restart downbeat. That return is where the weight lands. A simple structure might look like this. Full groove for 8 bars, then on the last 2 beats the bass starts thinning out. The amen reverse swell takes over, maybe a bit of filtered noise or echo comes in, and then on the next downbeat the full drum and bass combo slams back in with a stronger snare and a clean sub hit. That's a clean, DJ-friendly turnaround. Once you've got the rewind working, lock it in and keep the project light. Freeze and flatten, consolidate the edited clip, or resample the result into a new audio track. Mute the heavy source chain if you don't need it anymore, but keep it saved in case you want to revisit the idea later. Label it clearly so you know what you're hearing when you come back to the project. A good practice exercise is to build 3 versions of the same rewind. Make 1 subtle version, with a quarter bar reverse and a light high pass. Make 1 club-style version, with a half bar reverse, a little echo, and the sub muted during the rewind. Then make a darker, heavier version with a half bar reverse, some saturator on the tail, width lock to 0 on the return hit, and a quick stop before the bar line. Compare them and see which one gives you the strongest restart into the drop. If you want to get more advanced, try a fake rewind into silence. Let the break pull back, then cut almost everything for a single beat before the drop returns. That tiny empty space can make the restart feel enormous. Or try a 2-stage rewind, where the first reverse phrase is followed by a second, smaller reverse accent right before the downbeat. That works especially well for switch-ups. You can also experiment with a subtle pitch drop on the final chopped amen hit. Keep it very slight so it reads as tension, not a special effect. Another nice move is to bring the drums back first, then the bass a moment later, and maybe the atmospheres after that. Staggered re-entry makes the arrangement feel bigger. So the big takeaway is this: the best amen rewind moments are short, controlled, and placed with intention. Keep the reverse element tight, keep the low end out of it, and make the return hit harder than the pullback. If the groove before the rewind is thinner, the rewind itself will land even harder. And if you resample early, you'll save CPU and make the whole thing easier to fine-tune. That's the move. Clean reverse, smart filtering, controlled texture, hard snap back, and a lean session. Done right, this becomes one of those reusable drum and bass arrangement tricks that instantly adds tension, identity, and impact.